from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. At least 9 dead in Taliban suicide bombing. The Taliban has claimed responsibility for a suicide bomber attack on a police base in Afghanistan's capital that killed at least 9 people and wounded 12 others. The head of the criminal investigation for Kabul police said the dead included 2 security personnel and 7 civilians. The attack Monday comes ahead of another round of peace talks between Afghanistan and the Taliban. UN envoy for Syria, Staffan de Mistura, is meeting again today with opposition delegates in Geneva after making progress in resolving some of the issues the main opposition group wants addressed prior to peace talks. Mr. de Mistura rescheduled a session with government figures on Monday in order to speak first with the opposition. He said Sunday he's optimistic and determined the opposition will join the peace process that got underway on Friday. Sharif Shahada is a member of the Syrian parliament. He said, "We're facing a dilemma in Geneva. It will not be that easy. It'll be a clash to change the face of Syria. But we should be optimistic and we will be armed with hope for a near future in which there will be an end to the bloodshed in Syria and an end to suffering and make the region rest, because the geographical location of Syria means the whole region will be at rest when we, our Syria, are at peace." A spokesman for the Syrian opposition said discussions Sunday were encouraging and positive. New members of Myanmar's parliament, most dressed in traditional garb, took a joint oath of office on Monday in the capital as the prelude to installing the country's first democratically elected government in more than a half century. Who will become Myanmar's president? Most popular choice is Aung San Suu Kyi, who may be ineligible because he has a husband who